Today we are heading across the Atlantic to Boston. I'm going to be chatting with Brian McDonald, who is the president of the National Braille Press, to find out a little bit more about their work and A Touch of Genius at Surprise, which is an annual event, and we'll tell you all about it and how you can get involved. Brian, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alan. I'm glad to be on the show. Thank you very much.
Tell me, first of all, Brian, about the National Braille Press.
Yes, thank you. Well, we're a nonprofit producer and publisher of Braille materials. This is our 91st year, so we've been around for a little bit of time. And our focus is on producing all kinds of materials, such as standardized tests and textbooks for education. We do business-to-business work with corporations and certainly tactile graphics for tests and textbooks that are very important, as we all know. We have a children's Braille book club because we focus on Braille literacy as our mission, and we publish our own books too, which is unique in here in America. We have a lot of books we write with blind authors on health and technology and travel and cooking and leisure activities. But we always say our focus, our mission is to provide the tools to support Braille literacy.
Now, in the 21st century, Brian, you know, technology is really making huge advances in terms of giving people with visual impairments more access to pretty much everything. But do you still see Braille as having a place?
I do. And I've been at National Braille Press close to 10 years now. And when I first started, one of the things we did was create a Center for Braille Innovation, and exactly looking at this digital age we're living in. What can we do and what are the challenges and what can we do to produce and leverage new technologies to support Braille in the digital world? Refreshable Braille displays and technology for all blind-related areas is so expensive that we've focused on trying to find new ways to produce not just a better Braille display at lower cost, but also a full-page tactile graphic display for the standardized tests and textbooks that are becoming all digital. How can you take a test today as a student and have some big chart or math equation that you need to see? And if you can't have it render an image you can feel instantly, you can't take that digital test. So we're working on things like that to make sure Braille is always relevant.
Does that include, you know, education being important, of course, working with schools, colleges, universities to make sure that Braille is available for the students? Because it's crucial they get those at the same time as their sighted peers.
I think worldwide, perhaps, but we don't have enough teachers of the visually impaired here. In college programs, there aren't enough colleges that even provide that training. So we're always working on trying to advocate for more and more young people to get into this field because there's tons of work there and tons of opportunities. But there is a need for that because that's kind of the bottleneck of learning. You can't have everything done just with audio, as you I'm sure you know. We push back on Braille being really important for learning and having an active learning versus passive listening. So there's a lot of challenges to help support Braille in the future. But we feel good here in America that we've bottomed out. Braille literacy declined, obviously, in the last 40 years since a lot of the schools for the blind closed. But now we feel that we're coming into a good upward path where we think we can support more Braille in the future. And we're doing well with it so far, but there's a lot of work ahead of us, no doubt.
Indeed, and all set for the challenge as well. And talking of challenges, we are going to be learning a little bit more about the A Touch of Genius Prize.
Yes, actually, we started that in 2007. It's a great program. The prize is an award for innovation in tactile literacy, which is a broad term on purpose. It could be directly related to Braille or tactile graphics. It could be software or hardware, apps, curriculum. It could be a lot of different things. And we've awarded it in all those categories over the past 10 years. But I have to give a plug to a private family foundation. It's the Gibney Family Foundation that funded us for this all these years. And we've given out over $170,000 in prizes since we started. So we're excited about it. What I like about it from our perspective, and as we talked about with the whole digital world, our Center for Braille Innovation works in partnership with our Touch of Genius Prize so that there's no requirement or IP ownership on our part, but anybody that comes out with something we think shows promise to be a product, we want to work with them to bring it to market. And we've done that, in fact, with one of our winners a few years ago created a tactile caliper measuring ruler with refreshable Braille on it. And in fact, you guys at RNIB are testing it right now in the field to carry it over there. So we're excited to partner with you guys on that soon.
And that's great to hear. You know, this isn't just a prize for ideas and prototypes, and that's the end of the line. There is a possibility and support that they could be taken even further.
That's exactly right. And as I said, not just in that case, a ruler that's a mechanical, refreshable Braille ruler that's hardware related. It could be a teaching curriculum on supporting Braille or supporting a new way to learn UEB math or whatever. So we have a pretty broad range to that, which is nice.
And is this a global prize, global competition?
Oh, absolutely. Last year we had 20 applicants from all over Asia, India, Australia, and certainly in the United States and Canada and North America. We've extended the deadline to January 31st. We have about 8 or 9 right now that are submitting things. Over the 10 years we've been promoting it, it's certainly getting more and more traction for people worldwide to know about it. Because the first prize, if you win it, is $20,000. It's a fairly large prize.
And that support as well, if you feel this is something which could go to market, which is probably equally valuable, if not more.
Exactly. And in some cases, as I've said with the tactile caliper, that was created by 2 doctoral students at MIT that were from India. And they had seen a school for the blind in India where blind students were really struggling to try and measure with a traditional Braille ruler that just has markings on it in Braille.
How do people make the applications then, Brian?
The process is on our website where people can read about the prize and apply online. There's actually a committee of very well-known people in America that volunteer their time to look at and review not just the application process and the references of, you know, from people and recommendations, but most people submit a prototype too, a working prototype, or at least understand the concept if it's not quite working yet. And so those are, you know, shipped to us from all over the world, and we meet in person, our adjudication committee, before we select the prize. So we have a couple of runoffs where we have meetings, and if we have a question of a candidate or an applicant, we certainly reach out to them by Skype or whatever and ask for clarifications. And then when we hone it down to a smaller list and we eventually give out an award, we meet in person and review every product and concept and go from there. It's a lot of fun. The committee's great. We've been doing it many years together. And every year, I think they all look forward to that time when we get together and bang out the winners.
So you're looking at all these different products and seeing the potential that's there and narrowing it down to that winner and, you know, probably thinking to yourself, you know, could this go to a working prototype? Could we get this out there on the market? So it must be quite exciting.
It's exciting. And what's frustrating sometimes, but we work around it, obviously, is we've had some years where we have like great prize candidates. Out of 20, we might have 5. And, you know, we usually give the award to one. Sometimes we'll split the award to, we've given out one time 10,000 to the first place and then 2 $5,000 prizes to other people. It's a total 20,000 per year as a maximum. And sometimes we split it up because we just thought they all had a lot of merit. Even last year, there was a candidate that really had a good product. There were so many good candidates, we didn't award them. But I've met with that individual 4 or 5 times since then, trying to help them bring it to market. And we probably still will partner with them. And they have great ideas. So I think there's a lot of really great brain trust going on in these prizes that can be useful for the world. So we're excited about it again.
So the extended date is now the 31st of January for submissions. Where can people go for more information, Brian?
Our website is NBP, like November Boy Paul, .org. So if you just go to that, and on our homepage, we have the Touch of Genius right there. You can click on a link on that and read more about it and past winners and what they, you know, were awarded for, what their product was and so forth. So it's a good resource. And in that page, when you click through it, it has for more questions and contact information is right there. There is also a frequently asked questions link right there on that page where you can learn more too. So it's pretty thorough. Hopefully we'll get, with your help and coverage on RNIB Radio here, I hope we get more people to hear about it.
Brian, we certainly hope we do, and we will continue to follow the progress, hopefully speak to yourself again and the prize or prize winners. But in the meantime, Brian McDonald, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, and hope to see everybody over there sometime. I haven't been there yet, but I hope to soon.